The first team that we'll spotlight during this 2019 Fall Sports Opening Week is the team that was in the pool first. That was the Hastings Raiders girls swimming and diving team as they opened practice at 6 a.m. Monday morning at the middle school pool. Head coach Katie McAlpin joined KDWA Sports to talk about that opening week. And with nine seniors and a ton of underclassmen, those senior leaders are going to be counted on both in and out of the pool throughout the year.
It'll be good. I had a meeting with the seniors 2 weeks ago, just, you know, all of them. We went to Caribou, sat and chatted. So we went through and just, you know, our plan for the season, and Trent has us do a lot of leadership stuff and then, like, character lessons. That was the word I was looking for. So in the past, I've always done them. And as you get through the season, the girls kind of lose interest with it. So I decided this year, I printed off all 28 of them, and I put them out on the table. And I told our seniors, pick one, find one, whichever one you like, make it yours. This is going to be yours to teach to the class, you know, mm-hmm. or the team. Every Friday, each one of you will get your day to be able to stand up and relay this message that you want to give to the team. And I wanted them to do that because there's so many opportunities where they could do public speaking and things like that, and they don't. You know, I want them to be able to talk in front of their peers. It's a huge skill to have, and a skill so many people don't have because they don't have to. They can text, they can Snapchat, whatever. They can send all these electronic messages. So they have to, you know, do the research, make this character lesson their own, and present it to the team each week. And because there's so many of them, it gets us through almost the entire season. And I'm excited to watch them do that and kind of watch them make it their own. And I told them they can't just stand up there and read it. They have to make it their own. So I'm excited to see that, just to try something different and grasp the whole team's attention a little bit better with that if somebody other than myself or the coaches are doing it.
Though the Raiders do have those nine seniors, those young kids knocking on the door will definitely make an impact at the varsity level throughout this 2019 campaign.
They do, and I think there are a lot of them will. I mean, last year we had Ashton come up as a seventh grader, and she, you know, made it to state meet. And so we do have a lot of phenomenal middle school kids coming up. I was telling you before about Kira Arness beat my long course mile time as a seventh grader. It was a little discouraging, but I'm super proud of her. You know, that's fantastic. It's amazing. So just being able to bring them up to, I think, it makes the younger kids, like the incoming freshmen and stuff, kind of like, oh, look, we have a place here. It pushes those older kids a little harder, which is good. Kind of lights a fire under their buns and gets them going a little bit faster, makes them work a little harder. And a lot of them, it's really funny because the first couple weeks, those 7th and 8th graders are so quiet because they're just kind of figuring it out. They're scoping it out and kind of watching everybody, really like, what's normal here? But I think having Ashton and Lauren Jenkins come up last year will really help those 7th and 8th graders transition into it really nicely because they're all the same age, you know, and they swim together in club, and they'll be able to kind of show them the ropes a little bit. And so hopefully they won't be quite as timid the first couple of weeks. But I mean, they're such great kids. They're so welcoming. Even our older kids are so welcoming. You know, and we have captains from every angle of our team this year. Our three captains, one's, you know, generally a JV swimmer, one's generally a varsity swimmer, one's a diver. So we have this like perfect triangle of captains to be able to represent every side of our team, which we've never really had that. So I'm super excited about that because I really think they'll be able to bring our whole team together a lot better as well.
No matter what grade any of these Raiders are in the pool, they will have their chance at the varsity level throughout the season. Coach McAlpin explains.
Yeah, and we've seen that in the past too. We have a lot of meets within our conference where we can really mix up our meets and put people in their off events and things like that. The fun part of that is being able to take one of our seniors or one of our upperclassmen who maybe haven't dropped time in an event in a while because they haven't swam it in a while, and putting one of those little ladies in there to chase them down. And it's good for them. That 7th and 8th grader wants to beat that senior like you wouldn't believe. And that senior's like, you are not going to beat me. So it's a great challenge for each other. And they don't get hostile about it. They're always friendly about it. But it's great to watch them push each other in totally different mentalities. You know, I'm not going to let you beat me. I'm going to beat you. It's just like totally opposite. And it is fun to watch. And they're great about it. We very much pound into their brains good lucks and good jobs always. No matter if you're racing your teammate, if you're racing another person, if you get out of the pool and you beat somebody else by an entire length, that somebody else may have just dropped 10 seconds off their lifetime best time. Go tell them good job, no matter what. And they've always been absolutely fantastic about doing that. And it's fun to watch other teams because they're surprised. It's not a common practice. So some of the girls, too, they're like, that girl seemed so amazed that I went and told her good job because she came in last. And it's like, it doesn't matter that, like, that may have been her lifetime best time, or the first time she ever swam 100 fly, or the first time she ever swam a 500. So it's just to give them that extra little boost from somebody they don't know is just so fun to watch.
Whether you're from Hastings or another school, you always notice the sportsmanship in this Raider team.
Yeah, I love that. That was actually, we got a couple of compliments from coaches and officials last year on how welcoming our girls are and how much fun people do have down at our meets, because we do mix it up. You know, there's meets when we know we can take first, second, and third in every single event. We're not going to do that. We'll put girls in their off events, give them some good races, and always, you know, line it up so we know that we'll win the meet, but it doesn't need to be a total butt whooping. And also, they do have fun, you know, and I remind the girls that, hey, you're hosting a meet. Right. You are the hostess. When they walk in the door, you show them the locker room. You know, just, you are welcoming your home. Just teach them how to be good hostesses.